Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Now, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Wow. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Why are you so quiet? Is this our picture? You want to lead the way?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
You going to lead the way?
Yes, I will. Are platonic relationships real?
Yes and no.
You said yes?
Yes and no. I think they're real to one of the people involved always. Why you think they're not you?
They could be. I think that platonic relationships amongst the opposite sex without communication can be troublesome. Mm-hmm. Communication has to be established between the two platonic friends, quote unquote, as well as the two that's in a relationship.
Right. I can understand. I say yes and no only because I don't really think all friendships start with time.
I think you're going in and out. Can you repeat that?
I say I don't think all friendships start with time. I think somebody, one of those parties wanted more or something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody decided that they didn't want that, so the other person just settled for what the person was offering, which was a friendship.
So if that's the case, wouldn't that be considered like kind of leading them on or giving them some type of inkling that there may be something in the future, or how does that work?
No, I don't think so. Well, like you said, it has to be communication. People are going to think what they want to think regardless. And sometimes some people do have false hopes. But if you've already said what you said and you are a person that can stay in your word, then the relationship will stay platonic. But then there are people who are like, oh, let me see. But then you got people who save people for later. I think that's where the lines get blurred. Like, they may be doing something else and they meet that person. And they may want to explore that person, but they know they can't because they're currently in a situation. So they kind of put them in a save for later bucket. But I also, I'm a firm believer in people will do what you allow. So if you allow somebody to save you for later, you know, you've now accepted that.
Well, I think that you, as one of the potentials in that quote-unquote platonic friendship, you can control the way someone thinks. You can put that idea to bed, or to rest, if you will, from the beginning. This is not going to go any further. This is so-and-so, so-and-so. It's not the type of situation. Whatever the case may be, however you may word it. But if you continue to allow that person to think that there's a possibility, you're the corporate in that. You're wrong.
Right, but then you got some people who just believe that, you know, they can change a party's mind.
You're going in and out again. I'm sorry.
I said I could clearly say to somebody, hey, we could be friends. I don't want anything more from you. But most men, I think, that most males believe that they can change a woman's mind.
Okay. Now, with that being said, once you stated that, and he've already stated his position, what make you think that it can be just a friendship?
Because you still set the boundary. Like, I don't want no more from you. You can wait 20 years.
I know you said you set
more from you.
I understand you set the boundaries, but isn't that a volatile or dangerous position to continue to put yourself in, knowing his intentions or her intentions?
I think for a weak person it could be. Absolutely.
Hold on, you've broken up in the early part. I'm sorry.
I said for a weak person that possibly could be.
Okay, so how can you determine who's weak and who's strong?
I mean,
who's mature and who's juvenile?
You got to know your people. I think you really got to know yourself and know the other party. You honestly know when, as a woman, I know when a man is attracted to me. And I always have the lot of faith. So if I'm not attracted to you, I can state that. And then you have some people who be like, well, you're not interested in them in that manner. And they be like, okay, cool. And then, like, for instance, social media. Social media gives people access to you that never, you would probably never speak to. And, for instance, like, y'all start interacting or whatever, and they just feel like, oh, she a cool-ass person, or he a cool-ass person, and y'all interact. So it never went beyond that. It turned into a friendship because that one of those parties don't want the other like that. And it's like, okay, cool. Well, she don't want to be my girlfriend, or she don't want to sleep with me, or whatever. They're thinking, and they just become friends.
Hmm.
Why, you don't think
and
that's possible?
I think that, you know, if someone has stated their position in the beginning, they told you who they were, and you decide to say, you know what, now I'm not interested in that, but we can still hang out and all that good stuff. We can still be cool. It's almost like dangling a piece of meat over a crocodile. It's only a matter of time before that crocodile come out of the water to get that piece of meat.
But she still got the opportunity to shut it down.
Do you always?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you can't control anybody else, but you can control yourself.
Yes, you're right, in a perfect world, but clearly we don't live in a perfect world.
Right.
So if you know someone has a thing for you, and although you made clear in your statement that we're just going to be friends, it could be nothing and all that good stuff, what make you think that he's not going to jeopardize your relationship by constantly overstepping those boundaries? Because he still wants what he wants. You said what you said, and you may not want what he wants, but he made it clear from the very beginning what his intentions were.
You don't know. You honestly don't know. But you still, if that should happen at that moment, you either got to cut it off. Like, you know, I think for me personally, at the end of the day, what I say goes. I'm not a compromising person unless I wholeheartedly love you. Like, I don't feel like I should compromise in anything that I want in that regard. So if I say no, it's just no. And very seldom will I go back on that. And if I go back on that, trust and believe, you mean something to me, because that's just not who I am. So if I say this is not, and you be like, oh, I still want to be your friend, I'm like, cool. Now, we now need to establish some boundaries, because listen, I don't want you. 6 years from now, I'm still not going to want you. So if you decide to try me and I disrespect you, that's on you. Because I've already said I do not want you.
So if I come to you and I say, you know, you're cool, we're going to be friends, we're going to start out as friends, we're going to remain friends, is that possible?
Is that possible? For you and I?
Yes. Period.
So I don't have friends with males that I don't that I'm physically attracted to.
Let's start here. If a guy come to you and say, listen, you're cool, let's just be friends, right? You know, you're a cool friend, let's be friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible?
Yeah, it's possible. I'm asking you why you want to be my friend. But yeah.
Okay, maybe so. But why is it the same when the guy's telling you that, you know what, I want to be with you, such, 23rd, and you say no, but we can be friends? So everybody qualifies to be a friend. The guy that's attracted to you and the guy also that wants to just be friends.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to differentiate between the two?
How are you going to differentiate? Because I set the boundary. So even if, okay, let's just say the guy comes and he wants to be my friend and he changes his mind later. You've only asked to be my friend 6 years from now. You can't change your mind.
Why not? So what about the guy who told you he wanted to be with you?
6 years from here,
and then
he
changes,
if I
and
no.
then he changes his mind to be your friend, you know, the gentleman, the wolf lying in wait, didn't change his mind. He's just playing a role until he get cast for a larger role.
He could be stuck in a friend zone forever. But that's with me. I can't speak for, I never speak for other women, because very seldom do we kind of align in our way of thinking. But I don't, so me, if you like, that's for instance, when you're dating, right? If, when you're dating, you got men in this, in our world now, they're like, oh, I ain't looking for no girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. But they really want you to only date them while they date multiple people, right? So I feel like if you said to me in the very beginning, I don't want no girlfriend, and then you figure out, oh, I really like her, you don't get to change your mind. You said you didn't want a girlfriend. So that's not our story. That's not where this is going.
So if I'm not worth, I'm not ready. I'm getting myself together for girlfriend. I tell you, you know what? We're cool. We can kick it for right now. I got some things I'm trying to get together. And let's revisit this. Let's table this and revisit this until, you know, I've gotten myself together, per se.
But that's not the same conversation.
2 months later. 2 months later, I come back and, you know, I got myself together.
But that's communication. Most people don't communicate. You say, I need to.
I'm not talking about most people.
I want to revisit it.
Right. Right.
Right.
So what's your position? Are you going to what? Shoot him down, or are you going to, how are we going to play this?
That depends. So that depends on what I wanted out of him. Like, you know, did I want to build something with him or not? Because you still, like, I don't, you know, you table me. If a man says I'm not ready, he's not ready. Cool. However, like, I don't feel like I should be put on a back burner while you get yourself together. If in 2 months you get yourself together, if I'm available and I'm not doing nothing, we can talk about it. However, if I've moved on, I don't expect you to say a word, because you weren't ready then.
Okay.
I just feel like people have to be, when I was dating, I'm very honest. This is what I have going on. This is what I don't have going on, et cetera. And I think that's the problem. Most people aren't willing to say, like, it don't have to be a secret that you're dating multiple people. But most people equate dating to having sex, and that's not what it is. Because we're dating doesn't mean we're sleeping together. And just because we went out to eat doesn't mean we're dating. So you have to, be, I guess, versed in what those words actually mean to others. Because, like, if I'm dating 7 people, that's my business. And nobody can say anything. As long as I choose to sleep with 1 person or no person, that's my business. But then, today's society, if I just say I'm dating 7 people, you know, there's going to be 60% of those people that be like, dang, she's sleeping with 7 people, she a hoe. Because that's the world we live in. So you have to be strong enough to not care, first of all. But that's where communication comes in. You know, just seeing what's out there.
Well,
okay.
That is true. First, we must understand the words that we use. And just to be on the safe side, sometimes you have to break it down into layman's terms. Would you agree with that?
But I think if you're willing to communicate, there's usually no problem. Very seldom, if you're very... Me, I don't lie. First, I don't lie because I don't remember most things that aren't important. So, like, to waste a lie would be stupid. So, like, you know, I'm always be upfront with you. I give you everything that you need to know. And then you have your opportunity to pick and choose whether you want to deal with that or not. And I think everybody should be allowed that opportunity. However, that's not the way that it works. So, you know, just gotta roll with the punches, I guess.
Well, I guess if it works for, I guess if it works for some.
If it what?
I'm sorry?
What'd you say, if it does what?
If it works for some.
I can't do it works for some. I can only do it works for me and the people that
I... No, I'm just saying, it may not work for everything, for everyone. It may only work for some.
Right.
Now, in all this here, it leads to the next one of rejection. In these attempts to, what word should I use? Date you? No. No, because that just means going out to get in a relationship with you, and you reject them. How should they handle that?
Whew. So everybody can't handle rejection. Doesn't go over well with most. I've never approached a person per se. Like, I'm never the lead, I guess. I'm never the leader. So I don't know, honestly, if rejection would bother me in, like, in the aspect of the dating world. I mean, I have rejected in my career, but that, I think that's completely different. I just, you know, males tend to react harshly when they're rejected, which is what brought about this topic. Because they get so, you know, they turn into F you bitch and, you know, just unnecessary. Like, just accept that she didn't want you. Move on. Move along. And then they'll be like, oh, you ain't cute all the way, sir. I didn't call me. I didn't approach me. Like, you know, I just think it's very unnecessary what they go through once they're rejected. Which is what brought about this topic. But I ask, is it detrimental? Because there are times where men are rejected a lot. And, you know, in the world of social media, is that, I don't know. I'm not a man, so I don't know what it is to be rejected by multiple females. And I'm never pursued-er, so I don't know what it feels like to be rejected in that aspect. But I brought about the topic because men tend to get so extra when they are rejected. Or males, tend to get so, you know, they just don't accept the loss and move on quietly. They always got to get out of pocket, which usually ends in disrespect. That's why I brought about that topic.
Well, you made something, girl. And let's get some clarification. When you said men versus male, you're very specific in those. Let's bring everyone up to standard when you use those terms.
Well, I had an ongoing thing for years. I call males of age, any male above 25, you know, the law would deem them as a man, but they're actually just of age, big-ass man boys. And I just feel like they're just not men. They're not men. Men do what they're supposed to do. Men are leaders. They take care of business. They handle their responsibilities. And you just got so many males out here being trash. But they are old enough to actually be qualified as a man, but they're not. So that's why I say male and men versus because I could just call them man boys and be disrespectful, but I just call them males because it's just a male species. No, not me.
You know, well, as the residential man on the line, I'm going to give my 2 cents with this. Man comes with a level of obligation. Becoming a man is intentional. You seek those lessons from other men. Maybe granddaddy, maybe the guy in the community, maybe the pastor, whoever, that's going to teach you how to become a man. He's going to teach you how to conduct yourself as a man. He's going to teach you how to interact with other men. He's going to teach you how to dress appropriately as a man. He's going to teach you how to have relationships with the opposite sex as well as the same sex, be it platonic or otherwise. These are the things that he will teach you. And as a man, you know that it's your duty and obligation to pass it on and teach others because you have now taken on that role as a leader. You have been commissioned as a leader. Males are just your birthright. You know, as you grow older, you just become an older male, someone who can reach the toilet with ease now. But that still does not make you a man, because you still conduct yourself otherwise. Now, it could be in part because you were raised by maybe a single mom, whatever the case may be, and you have become more emotional about any and everything. And whoever was around you, the other males that was around you, did not help you develop the way to express yourself. So, of course, you tend to want to act out in violence and have tantrums, which clearly does not make you a man. Because remember, violence is the tool of the ignorant. Men fix things with simple communication. So that's all I have to say about that.
That's true.
So back to you, sweetheart. You were saying, since we had that quick break.
I think the show's going to cut off. I think it's going to cut off.
Click on the time frame. Click on the time frame where it says 15 minutes.
It won't let me edit it. I already tried.
Did you click on it?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Did the time extend?
No. I think it ended.
I'm sorry?
I think it ended.
Okay, so we're still recording, but we're just not live.
Right. But I guess we'll have to upload it. Or I could schedule another one.
Well, now, just want to move forward. Part of being a man is being able to accept rejection. And part of being a woman is knowing how to reject someone.
Right.
With a man, we will get rejected more often than not because the person that we're pursuing is maybe not on our level. Most women do not want a man. They think they do. They like the idea of a man, but they don't, because a man will make them up their game. They like males. They like boys. So that way, they can stay performing the bare minimum. And guess what? He's a child, so he's going to be satisfied whatever you give him. once you reject a man, he will still leave you in a better position than which he found you. You may not be together. No. He may just tell you, thank you, sweetheart, you have a nice day. And just in that alone, they put a smile on your face for you to go forward and do whatever it is you're going to do with whom you're going to do it with. That's what men do. You may mention earlier boys. When they get rejected, it is, you know, the fuck you bitches and all that good stuff, only because you've killed his ego. And his ego hasn't even been developed enough, so he can't take rejection. He don't know how. Now, I'm going to let you start the next topic. I think I've done enough for this section.
Ghosting.
What about ghosting?
You're not a big social media person, right? And we talk a lot about ghosting on my other podcast in regards to just, you know, like, one day y'all be chatting, one of those parties thinks everything is all good, and then the other person just disappears.
I think that's a sign of lack of maturity. Why just vanish? Why not just tell this person that, hey, this isn't working out, this isn't going the direction I thought it would be going, or I thought maybe we'd be a little further along, whatever the case may be. Why you want to express your concern and give him an opportunity to fix it, or her an opportunity to fix it, versus just ghosting him? Why is that?
I don't know. I think I'm not a ghoster. I am a person where once I've made up my mind, there's really no room for you to change my mind. So I'll be like, I don't think this is going to go anywhere, and I'll shut it down. So I may not respond after that. Some people consider that ghosting. I don't, because I've already said what I needed to say.
But it's a two-party situation. You're not in this by yourself. It's two parties. I know you don't like that. I know you don't like hearing that.
No. I mean, no, I don't. However, we're all entitled to our own opinion. I don't. Sometimes I feel it could be necessary. Maybe just an example, a personal example. Years ago, I was dating a person, and I found out that they had a child on the way with the person they told me not to worry about. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say anything else. I stopped answering phone calls. I stopped responding to messages. I didn't have anything to say. Because we had already had a discussion about the person told me not to worry about. So I felt like, okay, you lied. So here's where the cards lie. And now I'm moving on. But
so then let's go back to our initial conversation then. But go ahead and finish.
Well, I just felt like
we'll double back around.
But I just felt like in that situation, so sometimes I don't think ghosting is wrong. I just think sometimes it may be necessary. It may not work for all those involved, but sometimes, you know, like, why are you continuously, especially if y'all, like, y'all having disagreements and this conversation. Like, I feel like an argument in a relationship should never be about another party. And if that's always an argument in regards to another party, there's a reason why that party keeps coming up. So I don't feel like I'm going to just keep repeating myself. So I'm going to just, you know, I've already said what I need to say for time after time, especially if we've had this discussion before. So now I'm done, and we're done. And I just think that's okay.
So What make you the executor of the relationship? You're just a participant. It's two participants. What make you the head honcho of the relationship?
I'm not. However, I feel like this. Very seldom does a woman ask to be in a relationship, right?
We're breaking up. You broke up on the last part.
I said very seldom does a woman ask to be in a relationship. It's usually the man initiating that.
Really?
So, more times than not. Now, these are women, in my case. There are women who are like, oh, my God, I need to do this, I need to do that, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. There are those women that exist. However, I've never once initiated any situation other than having a conversation. Like, I've never asked to be someone's girlfriend.
But you've accepted the offer, right?
I've accepted. But that acceptance came with an understanding, a conversation.
No. Did you give him that understanding in the beginning? Did you give him those contingencies in the beginning?
Or is it just led to be assumed? No. So in every situation, you ask somebody what their non-negotiables are. I refuse to be cheated on. Like, I don't know. There's something in me that can't handle that. So I don't participate. If that happens, we no longer exist. I made that very clear. We can talk through everything else. But if you cheat on me, because I'm not, and this is only my thing, because I'm not an overbearing person, I'm not a hiding girlfriend, like, you know, you are free to move along as you please. I expect you to respect me. I have to respect you. That's it. There's no, I don't need to know where you at, who you with, how you doing it. Like, I don't, that's not me. So, once you cheated on me, now I have to go back and question everything you've told me. And I just don't have that kind of time mentally where I'm going to be combing through all of the things you said to me, trying to recall every place you've been. Then I have to wonder now, if I decide to stay, when you go somewhere, it's never, oh, my baby just gone somewhere. It's, I wonder if he's with that person. I'm not putting myself through that mentally, because it leaves us, I'm not a person that can get over that. I'm never going to be one of those girls that say, oh, you get over it, leave it in the past. It's never going to be left in the past. So I won't continue to put you through that, because I'm never going to leave it alone. And I'm not putting me through that mentally, because it's always going to sit there. I'm going to always think about it. It's going to always be on my mind, because you've caused that. And now I can't trust you. And I just think that's unnecessary. Unnecessary torture, rather. And I don't feel like people should endure that. There are women who feel like, you know, like, we have the conversations on social media. Some people feel like, oh, if you cheat, you know, it's never about you. Matter of fact, I just got a video, like, a week ago where they make the argument that when men cheat, is nothing for women to worry about. It's more detrimental when a woman cheats because it's emotional. How about if y'all agree to be in a monogamous relationship, y'all just be that? Like, I don't understand. If you want to cheat or you want to sleep with multiple people, be single. Or if y'all have an open relationship, that's y'all thing. But that's not my thing. So those boundaries are respect. So I didn't feel like I needed to say anything else.
Okay, that's fair. So, are you in a relationship now?
I am. Hello?
Are you in a relationship now?
I am.
Are you happy in your relationship?
I am.
Do you think that you have put him through some unnecessary mental situations?
Have I put him through?
Yeah, do you think you have?
I don't know, but I would expect him to tell me.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair, because, I mean, communication is, effective communication is the key to every relationship. Agreed?
Agreed. I probably caused him some strife the last couple of days, but I think he needed to.
You probably were?
I said I might have caused him some strife the last couple of hours, but I think we made it through successfully.
Is that normal?
No, but I am a little bit stubborn.
No, but you're what?
A little stubborn.
Okay. Well, so because you admit that you're stubborn, does that make it better, or?
No, I make it better, but I know me.
Yeah, you do know you, but you're not in a relationship with yourself.
I have my, however, he's a great communicator, but he's feeling, he doesn't mind expressing.
Oh, you're breaking up, so I'm serious, and I want to hear this, because...
I said, what he's feeling, he doesn't mind expressing, and we have to work through that. I have to curb some of my years of ways, but I'm okay with that for him. I am.
Okay. So... love does not equal sustainability, or am I reading that correctly?
Yes, you are.
It's not enough, essentially,
no,
to sustain a relationship. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree, absolutely.
You disagree?
No, I agree. That love does not...
You agree that it's not enough?
Yeah. Love isn't enough.
Okay. Please tell me why you stated your position.
So love isn't it all. And we've... How do we say it? Women, most women that grew up with, like, single, bitter mothers, they're either taught far left or far right, never just where it needs to be. Far left, I would say, men are trash. Far right is, you know, you're going to have to tolerate foolishness in order to keep a man, or... in order to be in a man and be with a man, and I just don't believe that. And when I say love doesn't equal sustainability, it's because, you know, at the end of the day, y'all supposed to be working together. And she's there to make the load lighter. He is too. But I don't believe in 50-50 relationships. I think everybody should be given 100%, or why are you there? I don't understand why our new generation, like, we be having arguments about who should pay the bills and what men should do this, and then the submission conversation, and then you turn into all these things, and it's like, well, I love him, but... you want to tolerate disrespect, outside kids. I just, you know, you taking care of him. It's just, for me, that's not it.
First off, hold on. Let's pause this real quick. Let me step in here. As a man, and I only speak for men, so I want to go in and clarify this right now. we only want a woman to submit, meaning follow us, not follow our orders, but follow us. If she deems us as worthy, if we are the leaders that we're supposed to be as men, that is what the woman should submit to. And that may be in every sense, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, so on and so forth. So I just want my brothers to know, my brother men, to know that there's a lot of males and boys out here that's trying to ask women to submit when they're not submission worthy. So I'm going to drop that off right there. And another thing you said, you was talking about, what was the other one? Taking care of. If what goes on in my relationship is my business. It's between me and you. It has nothing to do with the outside world. So if our situation says, you know what, I'm going to hold it down while you finish school or whatever you has going on, and I know because we're a team, we're in a relationship, we're a team, that once you get situated, you're going to hold me down while I advance.
Right.
Whose business is that?
There's nobody's business. But social media has
no one.
In their business.
Nobody else's. But everybody who has 2 cents to put in aren't the ones that's stroking the check. Meaning, you're putting your 2 cents in, but you're not flying your ATM card. You're not paying for anything. If you want to give your opinion comes at a cost. If you can't pay that cost, shut the hell up. Keep it to yourself. Because it has nothing to do with you at the end of the day. That's that household. That's that relationship. We're at a point in time, and I'm sorry to go here, but we're at a point in time where we're afraid to tell people to mind their business. Or when somebody comes to you with someone else's business that has nothing to do with me, you probably should mind your business. I've heard those being the most offensive words, almost as offensive as the N-word and the F-word and all the other words that's derogatory.
I think what I will say is I have...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What I will say is I think social media is helpful and hurtful. I say that because I've had a social media presence maybe, what is this, 2021? About 16 years now. So, in that, it has allowed me to expand my career, my blog, my podcast, and things like that. With having my first blog, it was more of a like a dear Anne situation where people would write in and tell me all their business. So in turn, you know, we would do open answer on Wednesday, like question and answer, Q&A. And they thought they could ask me personal questions. Like, no, this is how this works. Back up. To the point where my social media manager, she was like, well, you have to answer some of the questions, do I? No. They choose to share their lives with me. What I got going on isn't their business. But there are several people who don't mind sharing their entire life story. That's not who I am. But social media sometimes it gives people the sense that they know you, so they feel like it's okay to question you or chime in. But, like, my friends will tell you, be like, y'all don't even know that girl. Because as active as I am on social media, people don't know me for real. And I pride myself in that I can actually be on social media every day. And you don't really know much about me. Like, you know, I live in Georgia, because we talk about the traffic. Nobody knows where I live in Georgia. I live in Atlanta. Nobody that lives in Atlanta lives in Atlanta. Right? So I pride myself on that. But you have so many people that are okay with sharing their world with the world. Which, for me, the minute somebody comes out of pocket, I'm going to be extra about it. I don't like people playing with me. I don't like people talking to me crazy. So if I don't make room for that, there's no room for that. So I think you have to know where, like, nobody should be involved in every aspect of your relationship. Nobody else. Your relationship is between you and that person. I don't even tell my closest girlfriends the things that aren't, like, how is he? He's amazing. How is he? He's fine. How are y'all? We're great. Like, it doesn't go beyond that. I'm happy. He's good. We're good. And that's where it's at. I don't understand girls that divulge their entire sex lives to their girlfriends and stuff like that. What I'm doing in my bedroom is not your concern. I'm happy. Like, that's
it's consensual.
That's important, right? Yeah, nowadays. But, yeah, I do.
Well, you know, I'm
going to
make sure you drop that off right there.
Feel the need to share. Like, I had a girlfriend for years, and she would be like, y'all, you don't never tell us nothing. What you want to know? I told you what you needed to know. Like, and I think that's important, where you have to learn discretion, and what's personal is personal. Like, I don't post too many pictures of my kids. Every now and again, you might get a selfie, but it's just, that's me, and that's how I've lived my life and how I feel like I've been able to just mellow out on social media and just be in that medium for me. Like, people know of me, but they don't know me, and I'm so comfortable with that.
So I agree with that. I don't have a social media presence at all. In fact, I really despise social media. For so many different reasons that we'll wait for another show to go there. But I would prefer human interaction. I would prefer, you know, we don't have to do a group chat. No. Let's go interact with other couples. Let's go interact with other like-minded people. Let's touch on that right there, just interacting with couples or couples interacting with people.
You know, people don't know how to interact anymore, but that's important, like-minded people. You got to find your tribe, and I think that is very important. But for me, it's hard for me to find my tribe. Like, the friends that I have, they've been my friends for, like, years. They kind of carry with me. I don't really do a lot of new people unless it's business. So, like, especially, like, moving here, like, I met a few people, but they're business persons. I've made 3 friends here, and they're really great girls, but... You know, like, I don't venture out enough to be like, oh, that's my friend. I'm going to be like, that's my business partner, or we did business together. So that's kind of hard for me, just because social media kind of allows me to hide, per se, just because I'm not an open book to strangers. So I guess that gives me, in podcasting and running my mouth, on my blogs and stuff like that, you know, it kind of allows me to stay present without being present. I like it that way. But, you know, that's just me.
That's a great aspect. I think that, to your point, we definitely have to have the like-minded. With us being like-minded, there are certain things that we won't do. It's almost like, you know, and I know, we're not going to go out here and do juvenile things. We're not going to go out and whatever kids do nowadays. You know what I mean? Like, it's not what we're going to do. But as adults, we're going to sit down and have a conversation. We're not going to be loud and running all around and acting up, because being like-minded, because I'm matured, the company that I'm with has to be matured as well. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
I agree.
And in having those adult conversations, no one at the table is going to ask, are y'all getting something tonight? No, that's not. We all will agree that that's none of our business. Adults will recognize the cues that it's time for us to go. Be over there loved up and hugging and winking at each other and smiling and sneak rubs. We've worn out our welcome. It's time to go. Kids, on the other hand, will want to go a little longer and crack jokes when, you know, you're getting ready to depart, because you and your girl are about to leave, and they still want to hang out. That's what kids do. So I think interacting with like-minded adults as couples is key. Now, remember, there's always that one. There's always that one. And there may be that platonic friend who didn't want to be platonic in the beginning. You remember him that we were talking about earlier?
Mm-hmm.
What happens when he shows up? How should that take place? What should goes on?
So, for me, that goes back to the respect conversation. For a party that calls themselves my friend to disrespect me or disrespect anybody that belongs to me, that's a problem. And it could very well lead to the breaking of our friendship. Like I told you, I don't have many new friends. And I don't really, you know, I don't mince words. So you know me well enough to know that I wouldn't play with you like that, where you felt it was necessary to come out of pocket. So now you've lost a friend, and, you know, depending on the faith I'm in, yeah, that could go real left. You know, it's taken years to get to my calm. So, you know, but she's not gone. It's just more control. So I don't know, like, I just think that would ultimately be disrespectful. And if you call yourself my friend and you wasn't to disrespect me, then you're not really valuing our friendship. And that's a problem.
Well, what about that friend who's always around, can't keep a man, don't know anything about a successful relationship, right? So now they're on the scene, and now they make a little snide remarks or, you know, little comments here and there about you and your happiness. Are they considered friends as well, or are they jeopardizing their friendship? What's with that person? And it's usually abroad at that, by the way.
Most of the times, you get your jealous girlfriend. I think you have to I am a more lenient with females than I am with males, because females tend to be catty. However, still, disrespect builds disrespect. So I may give you maybe, depending on the strength of our friendship, you may get one check on your disrespect. However, something is definitely going to be said. Like, I don't think we need to talk about it later. You need to know now that that's not what we're doing. Ever. And if the second time should come around, you obviously did not value the friendship. Like, my grandmama always would say, shame on me. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. No, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I don't really do shame on me. So if I even allow you a second opportunity to play with me and you try me, there's no coming back from that. It's going to go left anyway. But, like I said, I am more lenient with females than I am with males, because a man or a boy, a male, should never be catty. And, like, if you disrespecting another man, you should go left, you know. You taking your chance. Like, I'm not even going to defend you because you call yourself my friend. You should know better. But if he feels disrespected and he reacts, all I'm going to do is stand by what's mine. So I don't have no room for that. And with the females, I try my best to make sure that does not happen. It has happened. And, you know, it could have gone left. But, you know, I tried to make sure, you know.
Well, see, me, I'm a little different. I don't show anybody leniency. Disrespect is not tolerated. There's no check boxes, you know. The only check boxes, I'm going to check you and we go box. That's what it's going to be. Because I never disrespect anybody. Mm-hmm. So for you to play it that way, it was flagrant. You know what I mean? So let's go on the running. So to keep that from happening, I limit my interaction with anybody, with everybody.
Right.
Because I'm not new school. Not at all. You're not going to disrespect me, and to your point, you're not going to disrespect anyone that belongs to me. No part of me. Period.
Mm-hmm. I just, you know.
You walk off to get, you know, a drink or go to the restroom, whatever the case may be, and someone says something, and it's like, look, let's go. Because the ship is about to get live in here. Let's go. And that's only because it's your value for it.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody else may get the shit slapped out of them. Because it's unacceptable.
And then, but see, I'll give a stranger a pass before I give a friend.
I'm sorry?
I said, but I feel like the stranger would get a pass before the friend get a pass.
No, ain't nobody getting no passes. Ain't nobody getting no pass. I'm equal opportunities. Ain't nobody getting passes. What we gonna do is we gonna go ahead and go. Because this the level of disrespect, which tells me that it's immaturity is in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So let's go on and leave because it's not where we should be at. You know what I mean?
Right.
Period. Now, the next time I do see him, you know, I'm going to snatch it to the side. Look here, chick. The shit you said at the club, not cool. Look here, bro. The shit you said, you see what I mean? Like, I'm going to call you on it. I'm definitely going to call you on it. But I'm not going to compromise our vibe.
You wouldn't say anything in that moment?
No, I'm not going to compromise our vibe, you know what I mean? Because we on the big and better things. We're on the greater things for the night.
Right.
So we're not going to mess it up. But the next moment I do see you, I'm definitely go put it in your ear.
See, I don't know if I can, you know, like I don't know if I can be silent in that moment.
I'm going to need you to be silent. I'm going to need you to be silent because remember, we got a vibe tonight. You know, you already wearing that dress and, you know, hair down, the braids, live. Listen, we're not going to let this mess this up. I'm about to score tonight. So let's go. You know what I mean? Because if we sit in here with this, eventually something will be said, and now you done got twisted. So now all bets are off. Period. Because on the way home, I got to hear, oh, my God, I can't believe that bitch said this, or, you know, he must have lost his mind, or whatever the case may be. But y'all just messed it up. So now it's like, shit, you know, we should have went ahead and fought, because that would have been the only, it seems like that's the only action could be gotten tonight anyway. So I got to take the man route and go on to this. Move ourselves from this.
So
now, in the car, I may tell you, listen, baby, she can't come. She can't. I don't want her to the house. So, nah. Tonight's gonna be the last night of you and his friendship. You dig?
But I can only respect that because at the end of the day, even if I let it pass, is your mind. And vice versa, and you feel disrespected, I can only honor that. How I handle, that's no different than, like, I think parents should handle when their kids feel disrespected. I just feel like, if you're my person and you say to me, baby, I don't like this, that, and the third, it's my job to make sure that's not, you know, I don't create that uncomfortable space for you, because at the end of the day, I only need to foster me, us, and the kids. Like, I don't have to, it doesn't have to extend beyond that. So, I still
Period.
Think that, yeah, I don't, like, if you feel like, okay, he or she can't come back to the house, that's what it's going to be, because at the end of the day, I'm not sleeping with either of them, so, hey, basically, y'all can't come back. Sit. I don't have no problem saying that. And, you know, it'll probably be the conversation, oh, she's changing for her man, da 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 da. However, I'm not sleeping with either of you. However, I need to be happy over here. We're good.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line
me, is, we wouldn't even been there, so.
Just
go.
Like that. That's it right there. That was all about to say. That's the bottom line. But here we go. Here we go. Like,
so,
that's.
I want to backtrack. So.
Let's backtrack.
If we were in a setting and the disrespect happened and we had a moment, can that stop you from wanting sex later?
Oh, no, I'm going to get that. But what I'm not going to do is let you, because, again, to my question to you earlier about what makes you the executive in that relationship,
mm-hmm.
I can control everything that I can control. And if I can shield you from it just so that way you can continue to have a good time, I'm going to be good, and it's going to be a better time for you probably. because I'm taking all the frustrations out on you.
Gotcha. I'm just making sure.
Makes sense?
I just want to know.
Oh, no, listen. I told you I'm a score, so that's what it's going to be. I just don't want, again, I can recover fast as a man. You know, I remove myself from it, and I feel like us having sex tonight is the trophy to me saving you a piece of mind. You know what I mean? So it's going down. Although I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do, it's like, yeah, I did that. I mean, I could have slapped the shit out of old boy or old girl, and I didn't. Like, that's how it's supposed to be. And, you know, like, all that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to have you ruin this perfectly good outfit over bullshit. You know, my ensemble's coordinated with your outfit, and we killing them. Nah, we go ahead and kill them, and, boy, I can't wait to get this dress off her tonight because this is where it's supposed to be. That's okay. It. All this other shit is distant.
Gotcha. I was just making sure.
Nobody can stop us from having sex but us.
Okay.
So I'm going to do my part to mitigate all the nonsense just so I can keep your head in the right mood.
I'm never that angry.
Maybe not, but you don't know how what other people, you know what I mean? Like,
are capable of. Could
have messed up the vibe. Right.
I got you. I totally understand. I just needed a little clarity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, I am going to use every opportunity. I mean, we could be at the bar or whatever, and I keep saying the bar like I drink, right? But the lady will bump and spill the drink on your shirt, and you about to go off. It's like, no, baby, listen, this is just our cue because I've been wanting to figure out a way to get you out of this all night anyway. So now we can go on a dip, and that's what it is. Like, listen. Tonight is going down regardless. But with the assist tossed up from somebody else, I'm going to score, or if I got to dunk the ball or shoot the three, whatever the case may be, I'm going to score tonight.
Okay. Good to know.
Now, is there any other questions for me?
No. I just need to make sure.
No?
Mm-mm. Nope.
No, listen. Is there anything else?
Mm-mm. No. We can save that for another
show. Mm-hmm. Another show?
We can save it for another show.
Another show, huh? We're gonna talk later about that other show.
This is gonna be fun.
Show me. I'm just saying.
I'm just making sure. I don't believe that outside things, I think, like, things happen, you know, people are people, they're going to be people, they're going to piss you off, et cetera. I just feel like at home, it's always be us, and I don't think anything, unless you're mentally not good and physically sick, I don't think nothing should prevent us from
has in the course. Well, I'm going to tell you this. In some regards, physical sick doesn't even count either.
What?
Because scientifically speaking, the endorphins can help heal. Sex produce.
I think I only get an hour.
The recording and recording for the rest and 15 minutes live?
No, it was 30 minutes live, and then I think it was 30 minutes recording.
30 minutes recording, yeah.
But I think we could do up to an hour live. I didn't think we were going to be on that long, honestly.
Really? What made you think that?
But apparently, we have a lot to talk about.
Oh, you already know. Ain't about to take it someplace else.
I was just, I just needed a little clarity.
I know, but, come on now. Don't act like we are, like, our vibe isn't there. I've always there. We've always been on the same vibe. I mean, the part of the show that was supposed to be professional was professional.
It was professional.
Dead After Dark